Hey, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. I'm talking to you. And guys, let me tell you, there's no better time to blow your Ambit Energy business up than right now. Why? Ambition 2015. A little more than 90 days away, folks, we have the opportunity to make a difference. You're going to hear about this in a second. September 2nd through the 5th, Dallas, Texas. Listen, if you want your Ambit Energy business to be a success, you have to go to the national conference, period, end of story. Got to be there. You will hear about all the different stories from people from all different walks of life who have been successful in Ambit Energy, some of them with no experience in the industry, some of them with little success in any other business, and they come over to Ambit Energy and they make it work because we have a system that works. You need to register for the national conference, September 2nd through the 5th. Go into your power zone, your back office. Register for Ambition 2015. You hear some people on the call talking about being registered for Power Trip. That's right. Brian McClure and 10 of the top 11 income earners, as well as the co-founders of our company, are bringing Power Trip to Albany, New York. Folks, I think the registration is closed, but double-check for yourself. Go to PowerTrip, AmbitPowerTrip.com. See if you can register. I think it's closed for the time being, but go check it out, okay? And if you haven't registered for Ambit Power Trip, please do so. Why am I not sure? Because I registered for Ambit Power Trip a long time ago. That's right. I'm from Austin, Texas, and I'm going to Albany, New York, and I can't wait to see some of my friends from the Northeast at the Power Trip in your neighborhood. Looking forward to it. Okay, now, let me introduce our featured speaker for the evening. And before I do that, let me make this point. Whenever you come to this call, week after week after week, two things you ought to do. Number one, come to the call expecting to get great information that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business right now. Every time we have a speaker on the call, every speaker that we have brings valuable information that you can count on to be able to implement in your business and to make a difference. The second thing you need to do, bring pen and paper or open your word processor on your computer. Be prepared to take notes because you may hear something on this call that makes all the difference in the world, all the difference in the world. And let me give you an example of that. For a long period of time, I was a senior consultant in Ambit Energy. For a very long period of time. And I heard the speaker tonight make one particular comment that I had heard before. It was a directive, if you will, a philosophy that he's going to share with you tonight. And when he shared the philosophy with me, even though I'd heard it before, it's like I heard it again for the very first time. That philosophy alone was the biggest difference in getting me from senior consultant to executive consultant because I finally heard it, understood it, and acted upon it. So you need to be prepared to capture that moment. When you hear it, when you understand it, write it down, type it down, make sure that you get the notes because he's going to tell you tonight. Who am I talking about? I have the privilege of introducing one of our top income earners in Ambit Energy. Folks, when he got into this business, he became an executive consultant in 90 days. And just to show his success and that what he was doing was working, he taught someone else how to do it in 60 days. Please welcome executive consultant, soon to be national consultant and million-dollar income earner, Pastor Kenny Smith. Pastor, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Sounds like you're on the road.
Thank you, Bear. I'm on the road, but excited about being on the call. Thanks to Brian McClure for the opportunity to share tonight. And just want to share some nuggets tonight, really, 90 days to the big show. And I just want to share some success principles that are common between all successful builders. And tonight, I hope you have pen and pad out because I just want to kind of go over that. But before I do, I want to tell my story. Many people may not know Pastor Kenny Smith. They may not know my wife, Terry. But Terry and I, we're pastors in the Houston, Texas area. And, you know, we do Ambit part-time. People used to always ask us, how can you pastor and still run, you know, run a church and so forth and still be able to make money, to be able to make, you know, $1 million in this company, to be able to be a top 30 income earner? Well, all that happened because we understand the power of serving, the power of helping people. And we were looking for something like this back when we were broke, busted, and disgusted. We lived in an 800-square-foot apartment because we were trying to lower the cost because we had to put the money into our church to keep the church going and things going well. And here we were living paycheck to paycheck. We were living, you know, stretching checks, trying to make ends meet and so forth. And we found Ambit. Ambit found us. Here's the way Ambit found us. And I want to thank Debbie Atkinson for persistence. Here's a lady that when the company opened their doors in 2006, September 2006, she's riding in a limousine, and a friend of mine that drives limousines named JR, JR said, she asked JR, hey, do you want to do the business? He said, no, I don't do that kind of thing. She says, who do you know? Write that down. Very important four-letter question. Who do you know? Four words question. Who do you know? He says, I know one guy. His name is Pastor Kenny Smith. He does that kind of stuff. So Debbie calls me in September 2006, and she began the journey of sharing with me about this awesome company that just opened their doors, Ambit Energy. And, guys, I jumped right into the company 5 months later in March of 07. I got started, went to regional in 7 days. You know, from the principles I'm going to share with you tonight, use these principles. Got to regional in 7 days, 9 days. And then I got to senior in, within 2 months, and executive within a total from day one, 6 months to executive consultant. And then using philosophies I'm going to share with you tonight, helped another consultant get to executive consultant in only 90 days, from MC to executive in 90 days. So that's my story. That's who I am. And so now I'm glad to be able to help a ton of people to make a lot of money. Let's talk about successful principles. And tonight I want to talk about the law of the extra mile, the law of the extra mile, or the road of the extra mile. There are so many laws that govern success, but every successful person that you know of, there are people, I guarantee you, people that do more. So there's three philosophies I want to give you tonight. First of all, the first philosophy is not a stranger to you, but all common people have this philosophy. If it is to be, it's up to me. Write that down. If it is to be, it's up to me. No one has ever succeeded without understanding that one true philosophy. That philosophy is the one that expels excuses. It doesn't allow you to blame the weather. It doesn't allow you to blame your sponsor. You can't blame the comp plan. You can't blame the company. You can't blame the product. You can't blame all the things that are out there. You have to look at yourself. We said very clearly, I remember Brian McClure at one of his events gave out a mirror. And he said, if you ever want a compact mirror, he said, if you ever want to find out what's wrong with your business, look into this. And we would open up that compact pouch, and inside of it was a mirror. Here's the problem. It's going to be you. So when you take responsibility, you say, listen, I'm responsible for my success. I'm responsible for my failure. You got to come to grips with that. It's not the economy. It's not whether the Republicans or the Democrats are in office. It's not high taxes. Nothing's the reason for your failure but you. And likewise, nothing is responsible for your success but you. And so the moment you finally realize it's not my sponsor, it's not the leg I'm in, I have to change organizations. You can go from company to company to company, but guess what? You're going to show up every time. The biggest problem is going to be you. People say all the time, I want to find the perfect church. I say, well, you're not going to find one. They say, why? I say, because if you do find it, you're going to have to show up. You're going to be the imperfect part because we all make mistakes. So you have to do the what we talk about If it is to be, it's up to me. 10 little small words that speak so loudly. If it is to be, if I'm going to be a top performer, if I'm going to be a top 15 commander, if I'm going to make $1 million, if I'm going to be able to win an award, if I'm going to be able to be a national, if I'm going to make six figures in this industry, guess what? It's up to nobody but me. Now, Brian McClure and other top leaders call that all-out massive action. All-out massive action. That's all dependent upon you. So Michael Jackson has a song that says, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. And I'm asking him, I'm asking her to change his ways. It says, no message to have been any clearer. If you want to make the world, if you want to make your team, if you want to make your opportunity, if you want to make your Ambit business better, take a look at yourself and make that change. See, nothing really changes until we do. People say, well, I wish things would change, but things don't change. Nothing changes until we do. So the next 2 years of our business can be drastically different than the first 2 years. The next 2 months can be different than the last 2 months when we learn different principles and nuggets, like tonight's nugget, the law of the extra mile, number one principle, if it is to be, it's up to me, okay? If you don't like what's happening in your team, then look at yourself and make that change. And then if you can't change your team, what don't you do? Change your team. The law of the extra mile means talking to many people many times. Many people many times. So we're talking about the first philosophy. If it is to be, it's up to me. People blame the fact that I've talked to all my people on my list. How many times have you heard that? I've exhausted my list. I've exhausted my list. And when I hear that, I've never found a person that was truthful about that. I never found a person who had actually exhausted their list. What they meant when they said, I've exhausted my list, what they were saying was, I've talked to Bob one time. He said, not right now. I've talked to Susie one time. She says, let her pray about it. I've talked to David. David won't return my phone call. I've talked to Sandra. Sandra said, let her do some research. And see, that's the first time and the last time they called. But success, you look at any successful model, any successful person, Ray Monty, Esther Spina, or Kim and Jim, any of the top leaders that are out there, these people, they talk to many people many times. Okay? That's what happened when Debbie talked to me. Many people were telling Debbie, leave him alone, Debbie. It's been 4 months. Leave him alone. It's been 3 months. You're not going to do anything. Well, Debbie continued to work the business while she continued to understand that the fortune was in the follow-up. She had to talk to Pastor Kenny many times. Many people, many times. You haven't exhausted your list. You just talked to one person one time. You must talk to that one person many times. Follow up. Go back again. Go back again. So here's what Debbie would do. For the first month, she called me every week with a short little 10-second, 15-second nice message. Hello, Pastor King. This is Debbie. Just give me a call. We have a meeting at the Marriott tonight. Look forward to seeing you there. Call me back. Bye. I mean, this was just like clockwork once a week. After the first month, she took it to every other week, and it stayed every other week for 5 continual months. You know, I remember answering a phone call and getting back with her because I said, come on, you got to call this nice lady back, you know? So I'd call her back every now and then and say, hey, Debbie, this is Pastor Kenny, missed your call, what have you. And eventually, finally, they answered the question I needed answered. I heard what I needed to hear. I joined the business in March of 2007 and promoted in October to executive consultant. You know, I'm saying to you, she talked to me more than one time. Now, I understand And we talk about SW. Next, but that wasn't meant for you not to exhaust your list. That was simply mean, that simply means move on. Keep moving on. Talk to some, move on to new people, but follow back and do a follow-up with other people. You want to do two things at one time. Move forward, but yet still talk to many people many times. And so SW, next, simply means that some will. And that's okay. You know, get comfortable with that. I had to get comfortable with the fact that some will. And then I got comfortable with the fact that some won't. And I had to develop this attitude that you must develop, so what? That's the most important of all those first three categories. Some will. Okay, that's good. It's always happy when some do. Some will join your business. Some will listen. Some will take a look. Some will, you know, meet you at the meeting like they told you they would. Some will come and to the big event. Some will show up. Some will watch the video like they told you they would, but some won't. Some won't watch the video like they said they would. Some won't read the magazine. Some won't meet you at the meeting like they told you would. Some won't even take a second look. Some will, some won't. But the most important of the three, of the four, is the next one. So what? Okay? You got to have a so what mentality. And that's one reason why I find out that people really fail in this industry. They don't ever develop a so what mindset. The so what mindset is, listen, I still have a reason why. I still want to bring my grandmother out of that nursing home. I still want to bring my wife off that job. I still want to pay off all these debts. I still want to live debt free. I still want to live an incredible lifestyle. And so what? So what if uncle says no? So what if mama said no? So what if your sister says no? So what if your family says no? Guys, you got to understand something. Practice on your family. Write that down. Practice on your family. That's what, you know, you want to talk. They're going to love you anyway. You can always go back to them later on, take a little abuse. But practice on your family. Don't get mad when they say no, because family does that. Family, that's how they operate. You're not going to get a gut punch or a throat punch like a family throat punch. They're going to tell you straight up. They're not going to play around with you. If you can make it through your family, here's what I learned. If you can make it through your family, you can make it in this business. See, if your family tell you no and you stick around, it doesn't matter if a stranger tells you no. It doesn't matter if an acquaintance tells you no. You made it through the family. That's key. So some will, some won't. So what? Now, if you ever can develop that, you'll be long-term, and nothing can stop you from succeeding in this business if you develop a so what mentality. Now, what makes it easy to do the so what is the next phrase. Somebody is waiting. See, if there wasn't anybody else waiting, then the so what wouldn't make sense. You know, hey, some will, some won't, but nobody else waiting, nobody else out there, you know, if you really had exhausted your list, then, you know, it wouldn't be so what. So what? I've exhausted my list, but you haven't exhausted the list. Somebody is waiting. So what makes it easy to say so what? Because the fact that somebody's waiting. Somebody is waiting to say yes. Somebody is waiting to say yes to your opportunity. Somebody's waiting, and they've been praying and asking God for a way out. They've been praying and asking God, can you please send me something? Send me somebody. And you are the angel that won't go. You're the angel that won't go and meet the person that God is sending you to. And normally, when it's the darkest, it's when you're right around the facility, you're in the right area for that person that's ready to change your life forever. But you got to go to the next person. So how do you do it? You realize that some will, some won't. So what? Somebody's waiting next. And when you go next, go next, go next, but always go back. Go back and follow up with the person. So how do you do that? Well, write this down. Write down the word BAM, FAM. B-A-M-F-A-M. like Boy Apple Mary, Frank Apple Mary, Bam Fam. What you want to do after every push play, after you show the plan, after you do the three-way, you want to always book a meeting from a meeting. Bam Fam. Book your next meeting before you leave the first meeting. This was huge in my wife and our success. And what we did to continue to go forward is that we always had a follow-up plan. The next show, the next time we're going to show many people many times, many three-ways many times, many events many times, many business presentations many times. And so, talk to Uncle Bob. Say, Uncle Bob, listen, I understand right now things are not, where you want it to be. And, you know, you're not ready right now. But listen, is it okay if I get back with you in about 60 days just to share with you how well I'm doing? Well, Uncle Bob says what? He says, yes. You know, he's delighted that you're going to leave him alone for 60 days, you know. And so now, 60 days later, you show up as you said. And you show him again. But this time, since you've been moving forward, you're now a regional. You're now a senior. You have some paychecks to show him. You probably now have your first couple of free energy bills. And so when you show him that the next time, then bam, bam, book a meeting from a meeting. Keep on until you're exhausted. Here's something that Debbie taught me. Debbie went to a meeting, and she said she heard at a meeting to get a real no. When you're exhausting your list, you must exhaust it until you get a real no. You have an obligation to show Uncle Frank until you get a real no. Talk to Cousin Larry till you get a real no. What's a real no, Coach? Well, a real no, Debbie said, she was taught this. This is what allowed her to keep calling me over and over again. Because what she heard, getting a real no, is here's how a real no sounds, they said. A real no is, listen. I don't like you or your family. I don't care to do business with you. If you were the last person on planet Earth, I wouldn't do business with you. And if you call me one more time, I'm going to call the cops on you for harassment. Now, that's a real no. You can go on and scratch that off your list. She said, but then they said, after they say that, call them one more time. Just to prove their bluff, just to make sure that they wasn't, you know, that they're not old salty. Just call them one more time. So Debbie called me again and again and again. And is she glad she called me again? Absolutely. Well, what happens when you don't talk to many people many times? It's the reverse side of that. When you don't talk to many people many times, they end up in other people's business. That's right. They'll end up in somebody else's organization who took the time to tell them twice, who took the time to explain the compensation plan, who took the time to come pick them up for the meeting instead of inviting them to come out on their own. And all of a sudden, the person sees the opportunity, joins that person's business because they cared enough to talk to them many times. So in this road the extra mile, first philosophy, if it is to be, it's up to me. Second philosophy is I will recruit all 24 by myself if need be. Here's another philosophy. I will recruit all 24 by myself if need be. Here is a width versus depth philosophy, wide and deep. Going wide for profitability, going wide for maximum override, and going deep for security. That means you want to get level two, level three to duplicate level two, and level four to duplicate level three, and level seven to duplicate level six, and level 21 to duplicate level 20. And you want to do that to dig the well deep. The freshest water is deep, okay? Some of the most powerful oil you're going to get is deep. So when you go deep, you're going deep for long-term security. So when you start 24, you're talking about being able to go wide in your MC code. Now, remember, why is it important to go wide in your codes? Well, you got a coded compensation plan here, guys, and you maximize it when you go wider. That means you have more opportunities to have legs, okay? And so we say a leg's not a leg until there's at least four levels deep. You want to drive every leg four levels deep. You want Carol to bring in Bob. You want to help Bob bring in Jim off of his list. You want to get Jim's list and bring in Michael. You want to get Michael's list, and you want to bring in David. Well, these people, eventually David comes in. He's a superstar. He drives it four more levels deep. He finds a superstar. They drive it four more levels deep. And now you're making money because you went wider, okay? You want to have several legs in every coach. So when you take the responsibility of personal recruiting, I'm going to recruit six people if I can. What are you saying? I'm not going to wait on Bob to recruit somebody. If Bob's dragging his feet, I'm going to recruit David. If David's dragging his feet a little bit, I'm going to work with him. But while I'm working with him, I'm not sitting down twiddling my thumbs. I'm going to go over and I'm going to recruit Marcus. And then when Marcus is not going fast, he needs to go, guess what? I'm going to do my best to recruit the next three. And I'm going to recruit Kim and Jessica and Dave and Devon. But guess what? I'm going to try to get all of those people myself. Why? Because that way I don't put anybody in charge of my future. Guys, your future belongs to you. And the best way to dictate your future is to create your own. You got to go out there and create your own success. So why go five wide instead of going two wide? Why go five wide instead of three wide? Well, just because you go three wide don't mean that you're going to find three serious, ambitious people. Just because you go three wide, if you only find one and you promote to regional, you only have one leg in your MC code. It'll make you a lot of money, but what if you had three? So the wider you go, the more the odds that you might find multiple legs, okay? You'll find multiple legs. Now, then you got to go 18 in your ROC code. Well, you want to go wide. You don't want to just get one or two. You want to try maybe go 5 to 7 wide. And when you go 5 to 7 wide, now you're going wide for maximum override, and now you also have an opportunity, a greater chance to get 2 or 3 ambitious people out of 7. Because 4 of them may not do anything, but it's okay. 3 of them go deep, and you build a 3x7 matrix over there, and now you're making a lot of money. Why? Because you get more. The roll of the extra mile is always about doing more. Never letting the company's minimums be your maximum. That's the third part, is never let the company's minimums be your maximum. If they tell you to do 2, do 4. They tell you to do 5, do 7. They tell you to get 15 customers, get 30. Because why? You want to make sure that you duplicate an a powerful, incredible model of success. And so the rule of the extra mile is all about you doing more on purpose as an act of your own will. So when we talk about more people, more time and the law of the extra mile, then you correct the problem. What's the biggest problem? The biggest problem is that most people don't do enough. Most people don't do enough. They do just enough. So if you tell them to do just, they don't do more than enough. They do just enough. And when you do just enough, you get just enough. See, most of us want more than enough. We want more than enough money to pay all of our bills. We want more than enough money to be able to live an incredible lifestyle. We want more than enough happiness. But we do just enough. Just enough to say we showed up to one of the meetings. Just enough to say that we actually did come to the big event. Just enough to say, well, I was on that conference call. But, yeah, you were on the conference call, but you wasn't listening. You were on the conference call, but you wasn't taking notes. You were on the conference call, but you were making a sandwich. See, that's not – you got to be serious about your classes. If success is about new habits, new philosophies, then you must show up to class and learn those new philosophies. If you knew more, you could do more. So what happened to my wife and I? We began to learn this industry. We began to learn more. we begin to learn things like Brian talks about the bicycle and how the guy, you know, when you ride it at first, you know, you're really concerned and you're just focused on the handlebars. He talks about how later on you get really good and you're popping the wheelies. Well, write down his philosophy. Because we learned in that same philosophy is that every master was a disaster. Every master was a disaster. People see me now and say, Coach, you're so good at what you do. I said, you should have saw me 20 years ago. every master was a disaster. So I'm asking you a question. Are you willing to be bad before you get good? Are you willing to stink before you really get this thing down? And that's what it's all about. I've heard many people say to me, Coach, once I know this business, I'll start sharing it with my friends. Once I understand the company, I'll really start getting going. No, I want to encourage you tonight, if you're a brand new consultant, this is what Les Brown says. Les Brown says, he says, start before you're ready. Start before you're ready. Don't wait till you get ready. You're never going to have an opportunity where you feel you're ready. Start before you're ready. Go out there and do what you got to do. Make preparations. Be the best you can be. But while you're learning, work the system. What is the system? Well, every system has, get the list. Then you want to qualify that list. Then you want to invite the list. Then you want to press play for the list. And then you want to three-way that list. So in the beginning, while you're not that good and you're doing on-the-job training, just continue to keep the list invited. And once you press play, then use the expert. Then do the three-way. Many three-ways, many times. Some of my top leaders in my business are people that three-way. I'm not even amazed at the people that are seniors and executives and doing well financially, six-figure ring earners, making the money, the six figures. Those people are people that all three-way. They three-way with me. They three-way with other people. They three-way, send two or three three-ways out at one time to see who might be available. They understand the power of three-way. I say this way. More three-ways, more paydays. More three-ways, more paydays. If you want three-way, then you'll have limited paydays. So if you want limited paydays, then keep on doing it by yourself. Keep on going out there and showing the opportunity and never call anybody to validate that call. Never call anybody to help you. See? But if you want to have a ton of paydays, then get really good at the three-way. Get really good at getting out there and doing more. Ladies and gentlemen, remember this. There is no traffic jam on the road of the extra mile. I mean, on that road of the extra mile, there's no traffic jam. Be willing to do more. Serve the many. Serve more. How do you make $1 million? You got to help people make six figures. How do you make six figures? You got to help a lot of people on your team make four figures. How do you make four figures? Help a lot of people on your team get a weekly paycheck. Just help them do those things, and you'll get paid by default. You'll get paid automatically. You'll get paid because of what you do. So the key is doing more. You know, the Bible talks about it. The Bible says that there is a broad road. And it said that broad road is the road that many people are traveling. And that broad road that many are traveling, the Bible declares that it ends in destruction. That road is a dead end road. And at the end of that road is destruction. And many people are on that road. And I call that road trusting the government. I call that road trying to go out there and get paid minimum wages and work 8-hour day for somebody. That's what everybody does. They say, I'm looking for a job. You say, well, you can be your own boss. No, I'm looking for a job. He said, well, you can be all boss. He said, no, how much they pay per hour? See, that's a role that you can't fix for people. Many people there are going to be that's going to always travel the broad road. But thank goodness the Bible says there is another road. It's called the narrow road. It's a narrow road, the road of the extra mile. And he says, a few there be that find it. Now, that road leads to prosperity. That road leads to life everlasting. That road leads to the abundant life, okay? And so what you're looking for, what I'm looking for, is somebody that wants the abundant life, somebody that wants more. Well, they can't want more without doing more. See, the road of the extra mile means I'm willing to do whatever I have to do. See, if a person comes to your business and say, another meeting, they're probably not the right person. If you come in your business and say, you mean tell me another big event, another conference call? You want me to be on another? You want me to do another three-way? You want me to invite some more people? See, you have to be willing to do whatever you have to do for as long as you have to do it. Success is a progressive realization of a worthwhile goal. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time. So you have to keep on doing the right activities, master the mundane. Yeah, I know it's boring to go to the same meeting, laugh at the same jokes, and drive the same path, and see the same people. But you got to get good at mastering the small things, mastering the mundane, knowing that those mundane activities will turn into multiple income opportunities. They'll be the reason why you make six figures, why you fire your boss. But you got to be willing to do it again and again and again and again. See, God set this thing up. God set up at the beginning of the whole foundation. God said, 6 days work, 1 day rest. Now, I'm telling you right now, I think many of us have that backwards. We have it 6 days rest, 1 day work. That doesn't work. It's not going to bring you what you want. You have to keep it in the proper order. 6 days I'm going to work every day at my business. 6 days I'm going to go out there. I'm going to expand my list. 6 days I'm going to invite my list. 6 days I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to listen to a CD or DVD. Every day, there's 6 days I'm going to encourage somebody, and I'm going to give thanks. And then on the 1 day, I'm going to rest. But remember, don't rest too much. Because if you rest too much, rest is overrated. You can sleep when you're dead. You need to sleep less than a third of your life. 8 hours sleep every night is a third of your life. You got to find a way to sleep on six and take the other two and start your prayer early. Start your motivational time early. Do something early. So I don't have time. Yes, you have time. What are you doing with the time? And so here's the key. The key is going to be you getting out there and working. 5-6 nights a week. 5-6 nights a week. 5-6 nights a week. And keep going to meeting after meeting after meeting. Get on conference call after conference call after conference call. Go to big event after big event after big event. Yeah, I just came from Ambition. Now you want me to go to a power trip? I just came from power trip. Now you want me to go to Simulcast? I just came from Simulcast. You want me to go to a Super Saturday? But the ones that do are the ones that make it. And it's very disrespectful for you to think you can have what Brian has and not do what Brian does. It's very disrespectful. You think you can do what Raymond T and all these top leaders have and not do what they do. Bible says, follow those who you see through faith and patience and heir the promise. Don't do something different. Do what they do. You can have what they have. So I'm a big component of affirmations. I'm a big advocate, if you will, for affirmations. I think it's right to declare things. I think it's right for you to speak and say things. I think it's right for you to declare how rich you are when you're poor. I think it's the right thing for you to do to say I'm a millionaire when you're broke. I think it's the right thing for you to do to talk about how big your team is when it's still small. But here's the thing. Remember, affirmation is not the end of it. Matter of fact, Jim Rohn says it this way. Jim Rohn says, affirmation without great discipline is the beginning of delusion. Okay? Affirmation without great discipline to do those affirmations is the beginning of delusion. I mean, you can talk all you want to. You know, if you're in Houston, Texas, you say, I'm going to Dallas. You say, you're going to Dallas? Yeah, I'm going to Dallas. By faith, I'm going to Dallas. And I see you on I-10. You can say, well, it's a nice highway. I mean, I'm driving 70 miles an hour, but you're not going to get to Dallas. You are going the wrong way. You're delusional. Okay? You can confess all you want to. I'll see Dallas. I'm going to see Dallas. But you won't. Now, you won't do it. You can all day long say, I'm going to Dallas, but you're on 290. 290 will take you to Austin, but it won't take you to Dallas. See? And so, you know, all roads don't lead to Dallas. All roads don't lead to success. All roads don't lead. You say, well, I don't have to do that. I don't have to go to those meetings they talk about. I don't have to do those conference calls. Not every one of them. I can miss a few of them. Well, listen, your error and judgment one time won't kill you, but the error and judgment repeated could be the death of you. Eating fried chicken one time won't hurt your arteries, but making a mistake of eating fried chicken and fried fish and all that stuff every day, all day for the rest of your life, guys. Listen, you can be I'm healed, I'm healthy. No, you're not. Okay. So the key is, how do you get to the top? Well, we got ambition coming. Any one of you can rank up to the next level between now and ambition. Any one of you can be an RC from now. Your MC. It's very reasonable to think you could be an RC in ambition. You are MC, you could be SC by ambition. You could be EC by ambition. But it's not going to come by osmosis. The proof of desire is pursuit. Okay? Don't tell me how bad you want it and you won't go after it. Don't tell me how bad, I really want to find my boss, but you won't make a meeting. You won't register for the big event. You won't spend a little money to make some money. Oh, I really want this to work really bad for me, coach. Well, and you won't get on the conference calls. You're not teachable or coachable. So the road of the extra mile, doing more than is required of you, doing more, not doing less, doing more. So I want to encourage you as I leave the call tonight that you got 90 days. And 90 days can change your life. How do you know, coach? Because I asked my wife for 90 days in the beginning of this business. In the beginning of this business, I said, baby, can I have 90 days? 90 days to do the crazy. 90 days to come in later than I normally do. 90 days to just go out there and give it my best shot. I said, give me 90 days, baby. I believe we can change our lives. I believe we can leave this 800-square-foot apartment and one day live a life out of the rich and the famous. So my wife said to me, surely you can have 90 days. 90 days, guys, I was a senior consultant. And 90 days, we had already ranked up, making good money. So what I asked her for, the first 90 was good. I thought I'd take a chance at it. I asked her for another 90 days. So we're not going to have another 90 days. 90 days to go out there and do the crazy good. 90 days to go out there and really just work hard as I can. 90 days to do the uncomfortable, which will be comfortable the rest of our lives. She said yes. And that's how I got to executive in 2 90-day periods. So I'm saying to you, you have 90 days right now. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to talk about it or are you going to be about it? Are you going to be a talker or a walker? Are you going to affirm things and, oh, yes, I'm going to be an executive. Oh, yes, that sounds good, but I have to see your faith and your action together because faith without works is dead. I want to invite you to the top, guys. And the only person stopping you is you. So here is an review. If it is to be, it's up to me. Number two, I'll get the senior. I'll recruit all 24 by myself if need be. And then number three, I'll never let the company's minimums be my maximum. If you do more, the road the extra mile, you'll be a top performer. That's a stone cold fact that you can. What about time for tonight? I hope I added value to you. With that being said, Bear, back over to you.
Thank you, Pastor Kenny. My goodness gracious, folks, that is what made the difference for me. I'm sure it'll make a difference for you if you act on it, okay? We got 90 days. Make your commitment right now. Make your decision right now. Where are you going to be in your Ambit Energy business 90 days from now? Where are you going to be in your Ambit Energy business by Ambition 2015? Let's go to work. I want to thank Pastor Kenny for being on the call tonight. Awesome call. If you want to hear it again, go tomorrow to topambitleaders.com. Go into the training tab. Look under Business Builder Calls, and you'll find this one with Pastor Kenny Smith. I recommend you listen to it again and get it out to those people that you know did not make the call tonight. Folks, that's why we archive the calls, so that it brings value for you. When you can't make the call, you can listen to it again. When you have made the call and you want to hear it again, you can listen to it again. That's our time for this evening. I want to thank you all for being here tonight, and we'll be here next Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. Hey, let's go make a difference. I'm going to open up the lines, and you can say thank you to Pastor Kenny Smith. Hold on.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you.